This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. The Securities Exchange Board of India has imposed a penalty of 26 crore rupees on Coffee Day Enterprises Limited for alleged violation of securities laws. The regulator also directed CDEL to initiate steps to recover dues of 3,500 crore rupees. That is the amount diverted from seven subsidiaries of CDEL to Mysore Amalgamated Coffee Estates. Bharti Airtel has raised entry-level tariff plans to 155 rupees from 99 rupees earlier in seven more circles of Karnataka, Bihar, Northeast, Himachal Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh West. It is now charging the minimum amount in nine circles of the total 22 circles. Tata Motors is expected to report consolidated profit for the first time in seven quarters in the 3 months ended December. This will be aided by strong sales in the domestic market, easing of raw material prices and improved business prospects of subsidiary Jaguar Land Rover. TVS Motors aims to double its electric two-wheeler sales by March and launch a range of new products to expand its iQube line within the next 12 to 18 months. The company reported a stronger than expected financial performance in the quarter ended December with a 22.5% increase in net profit to 352 crore rupees. Revenue climbed nearly 15% to 6,500 crore rupees. Lenders to Jet Airways have filed an appeal with the appellate bankruptcy court seeking a stay on an order of the NCLT that allowed the transfer of the airline's ownership to the Jalan Khal Rock consortium that had won the bid for the bankrupt company. The secured lenders of Reliance Capital have moved the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal seeking to vacate a bankruptcy court order for maintaining status quo in the company's insolvency proceedings. Blackstone Inc. is in talks to sell around half of its stake in the real estate investment trust to private equity firm Bain Capital in a deal worth up to $480 million at current prices. Indian Oil Corporation has lined up investments of over 2,200 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu in the next 2 years towards taking up major grassroots and expansion projects in the state. Moving on to markets, frontline indices started lower as investors gear up for the monthly F&O expiry later today. S&P BSE Sensex fell 100 points in opening deals, extended fall to over 300 points to 60,690 levels. In business term of the day, we look at accounting fraud. Accounting fraud is the intentional manipulation of financial statements or tax returns for personal or corporate gain. For example, a business might overstate its revenue, understate its expenses, overstate its assets, or understate its liabilities. Several situations involving accounting fraud. A person who engages in accounting fraud is subject to criminal prosecution. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.